in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Zema approves 128 projects under new environmental impact regulations. Zambia records 12 new cholera cases in the last 24 hours. In global news, Libyan prosecutors launch probe into killing of Gaddafi's son. With the Phoenix FM News, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has approved 128 projects following promulgation of the new Environmental Management Regulations Statutory Instrument No. 3 of 2026. ZEMA Corporate Affairs Manager Ruth Kamwi says the approvals were granted during the first ordinary meeting of the Environmental Assessments Committee of the 6th ZEMA Board held on 29th of January 2026. Ms. Kamwi explains in a statement that the approved projects span across key sectors of the economy and include the construction of 8 incinerator buildings for the Ministry of Health, which will improve the management of medical waste. She says the committee also approved rehabilitation of the Muzuma Dam in Choma District by the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation. Ms. Kamwi added that by sector, the committee considered 58 mining and mineral processing projects, 25 manufacturing and processing, 23 infrastructure development, 18 energy, 3 agriculture and forestry, and 1 tourism project. She says one out of the total projects considered... I beg your pardon, she says, out of the total projects considered, 4 were rejected for failure to comply with the requirements of the Environmental Management Act. Zambia has recorded 12 new cholera cases in the last 24 hours, bringing the cumulative total of 797 cases nationwide since the outbreak was declared on the 5th of August last year. Zambia National Public Health Institute Director for Public Health Policy, Diplomacy and Communication, Doreen Shempela, has disclosed that 10 of the new cases were reported in Lusaka, while 2 were recorded in Mpulungu District. Dr. Shempela says the country has so far recorded 14 cholera-related deaths since the onset of the outbreak. Meanwhile, Dr. Shempela has revealed that more than 33,000 people out of a targeted 35,000 in Chainda Township have been vaccinated against cholera since the vaccination campaign began on the 20th of January 2026, following a rise in cases in the area. She says the vaccination exercise is part of the ongoing efforts to prevent the spread of the disease.
As of 3rd February, we recorded a cumulative total of 797 cholera cases nationwide, with 14 cumulative deaths, resulting in a case fatality rate of 1.8%. In the last 24 hours, we've recorded 12 new cases, and these have been reported primarily in Lusaka District. We are, however, pleased to announce that Mbala District has recorded 0 cholera cases over the past 28 days. which demonstrates the effectiveness of coordinated response effort and a strong community participation.
Government says it is expanding cancer screening services in order to have early detection of the disease and to curb rising new cases, which now stands at 15,000 annually. Speaking during the commemoration of the World Cancer Day, held under the theme United by Unique, Health Minister Elijah Muchima said early detection significantly improves chances of curing the disease. Dr. Muchima said cancer screening, particularly for cervical cancer, is now available in all 116 districts, with services being offered at more than 400 health facilities. He added that government plans to increase the number of comprehensive breast cancer clinics from the current 4 to 10. The health minister further said government is strengthening the flying doctor's service to ensure that patients in far-flung areas access high-quality health care.
We are ending the era of Lusaka-only model. Our goal is to ensure that the patients in far-flung areas receive the same high standard care as someone in the capital. That's why your government again has heightened the services of flying doctor. Flying doctor today goes to the most rural parts of the country, but for the statistics, with the helicopters and with the fixed wing, it's going everywhere in the country. All that is a commitment of your government.
At the same event, World Health Organization representative Freddy Masaninga commended Zambia on its efforts in eliminating cancer diseases.
We need to put more investment as well in early detection and treatment to improve the survival rate. The World Organization technical assistance to Zambia in developing policies, guidelines, reviews, and capacity building will continue in 2026 and the years to come. In this regard, WHO reaffirms our commitment that cancer can be prevented, it can be detected earlier, but also it can be effectively addressed.
The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources has officially launched the Central Province Land Audit Pilot Project aimed at improving land administration and management. Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Chimwambwa, who officiated at the launch, said the land audit will play a critical role in addressing long-standing land-related challenges in the district. Mr. Chimwambwa noted that Kabwe has experienced numerous land issues, including encroachment on land belonging to government institutions and the construction of structures in areas where critical infrastructure, such as water main lines, is located. He says the land audit exercise will enable authorities to obtain accurate data on land ownership, land use, and compliance with planning regulations, thereby strengthening land administration systems. The audit in Central Province will be conducted in Kabwe and Mkushi districts, with a team of enumerators expected to commence the exercise with public sensitization activities on Thursday, February 5th, 2026, starting in Makulu Ward.
Today we find a building in water research area. A house is constructed in a water research area. They put a boundary wall and water is in public. We have seen it in Kawaman, Kawaman and other places in Osaka. Today people are just ready for plots. They are even selling plots on behalf of forest department, selling plots on behalf of Minister of Land. And this is very, very unfortunate. I find it very, very sad that colleagues, we can reduce ourselves to levels.
In global news, Libyan prosecutors say they are investigating the killing of Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of the country's longtime leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. The 53-year-old, who was once wildly seen as his father's heir apparent, was killed during a direct confrontation with four unknown gunmen who broke into his home in the city of Zintan, his office said in a statement. Libyan prosecutors say the victim died from wounds by gunfire, adding that efforts were underway to identify the gunmen. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
Dozens of people are feared to have been killed by gunmen in central Nigeria. Officials in Kwara State say the death toll in the remote Woro village is at least 70. A BBC correspondent says the state has seen a recent increase in attacks, with militants seeking to persuade locals